Today, I'd like to talk about sibling rivalry. Anyone who has a younger or an older sibling, for that matter, knows exactly what I'm talking about. This concept of sibling rivalry is not just in our homes, in our families. It's actually found throughout Sefer Bereishis. Interestingly enough, it's usually the second child, not the Bechor, that dominates and is the greater of the two. We find this at the very beginning, Parshas Bereishis, with Cain and Hevel, both bringing offerings to Hashem. Ultimately, Cain, being so jealous, in a fit of rage, he kills his younger brother, Hevel. By Yitzchak and his older brother, Yishmael, although Ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'chazara, Yishmael was misachek, provoked his younger brother Yitzchak to the point that it was necessary for him and his mother Hagar to be expelled, to leave the house. And then, of course, Yaakov and his twin, his older brother, Esav, who, as we know, tries to kill Yaakov on more than one occasion. Yosef as well. Yosef HaTzadik and his other brothers, his older brothers, who wished, instead of killing him, decides to sell him to Mitzrayim. Time and time again, we find tension between one sibling and the next. And then we get to our Parsha, to Parshas Vayechi, in which the Torah tells us, Vayikach Yosef Eshnehem, that Yosef took his own two children, as Ephraim Biamino Mismol Yisrael, that's Menashe Mismol Miamin Yisrael, Biyagesh Elov. You see, Yosef had two sons, Menashe, who was the Bechor, the older of the two, and then Ephraim, the younger child. And therefore Yosef strategically placed his two sons in a manner in which Yaakov would be able to give the bracha, the more dominant blessing of the right hand being placed upon the Bechor, on the head of Menashe, and the weaker and less dominant hand, the left, to be placed on the second child, that of Ephraim. But as we know, Yaakov switches the hands so that the stronger, more dominant hand and the more powerful bracha would be placed upon Ephraim, the younger child. And on this, the Torah tells us, Vayera b'einav, this was not good in Yosef's eyes. And therefore, hand over hand, he wished to move his father's hands back, as he was hoping that the right should be on the Bechor, on the head of Menashe. And maybe the reason why was Yosef was concerned, and he was saying to his father, my father Yaakov, don't you remember the tension, the sibling rivalry between you and Esav? The tension of the first and second child, in which you, the second child, receiving the more dominant bracha, ultimately almost having your own life taken away by the Bechor, by Esav. And me, that I was favored as well, given the Kasonas Pasin, the coat of many colors, in which my older brothers also were upset. Please, don't do this again and cause any animosity and anger between my two sons of Ephraim and Menashe. And Yaakov said, I understand. I understand the potential issue and problems that may occur. However, it is the destiny of your younger child of Ephraim of becoming greater. V'ulam achiv hakaton yigdal mimenu. The younger brother shall become greater than he, and his offspring's fame will fill the nations. And then the bracha that was given to these children, Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Kemenashe, that you should, all of you generations, give this blessing that your children should be like Ephraim and Manasseh. And it's quite a difficult question that one could ask. Is that we could understand, bless our children like Yitzchak. My son maybe one day will reach the level of Torah knowledge like a Yaakov. But to say the bracha to our children on every Shabbos or perhaps on Erev Yom Kippur, of Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Kemenashe. Is there anyone here that knows a single episode, a story, a personality of these two children? That we want our own children to be like them? What does this mean? Yisimcha Elokim Kefraim Kemenashe. Wouldn't it make more sense to give a bracha that our children should be like Yaakov? And when my child says, gee dad, who was Yaakov? I can actually explain to them the blessing of what I want them to become. What is the significance of this bracha? That it should be the blessing with Dori Doros for all future generations. I can understand when it comes to the bracha for a girl that we say they should be like our matriarchs, Kisara, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. But what is this bracha? Simcha Elokim, Kefraim, Kemenashe. And I believe the answer is, as we just said, you would have imagined the tension between Ephraim and Manasseh. Because Ephraim and Manasseh were present during this conversation, during this dialogue between their father Yosef and their grandfather Yaakov. And Manasseh heard that he, the Bechor, would not get the more dominant blessing. And Ephraim, who initially thought he was going to get a smaller blessing, now realizes that he is destined to greatness, which will surpass that of his older brother. You would imagine that there would be some tension. Maybe Manasseh would have been angry, but we find no conversation, nothing between the two children. And therefore, what happened was, as soon as Yaakov said that Ephraim would be greater, that Achiv HaKatan Yigdal Mimenu, he looked at his grandchildren, and he looked in the eyes of Manasseh, and he was not disappointed. He was mekabel this bracha baratzon, besimcha biahava, with love and with joy. And then he gazed upon the eyes of Ephraim. And there was no twinkle in his eye. And there was no smirk on his face, as though to say, ah, I'm getting the better bracha. And therefore Yaakov understood the greatness of Ephraim and Manasseh, which was so unique and not found throughout all of Sefer Bereishis between brothers and siblings until this moment. See, it's true. Our avos were tremendous tzaddikim. They were giants. But when it came to blessing one's own children, we want them to lead a life, a life of tolerance, being mesamech v'chelko, being happy with what you have, without comparing one's lot in life to that of another person, to not have sibling rivalry, to worry about what someone else has, that he has more than I do, and she is more successful than me. That is not something in which we would want our children to feel. The greatest bracha that we can give our children is the bracha that you should be like Ephraim and Manasseh. That no matter who you are in life, you should accept it and not be upset if someone has more or someone has less than you do. And I believe this is the same reason why the bracha we give to the daughters, to one's girls, is that you should be like Sarah, Rivka, and then like Rachel and Leah. Rachel and Leah were also siblings. But there was absolutely no sibling rivalry between them. In fact, if we recall the episode in which Yaakov was supposed to marry Rachel, Rachel was sensitive to the feelings and the needs of her sister. And therefore she gave over the simanim, the signs, so that Leah, in fact, could marry Yaakov. Rachel was so content with her lot in life that she was fine of even giving her own husband over so as not to humiliate and to embarrass someone else. This is the tremendous level of Rachel and of Leah. And this is the bracha we give our sons, to be able to live a peaceful and harmonious life, to feel comfortable within ourselves. And even though someone has more than me, I'm still content. I will not be bothered. It's no coincidence that within the bracha given to Yosef are the famous words, "V'yidgu l'rov bekerav haaretz," that you should be just like a fish. What does that mean? They give the bracha to your child that you should be like a fish. It's brought down in the Gemara and Brachot and Chaf Amud Aleph that what is unique about a fish is that a fish is covered by the water, and no one therefore can see below in the depths of the sea. And therefore, v'ein ayin hara shaletas bahen. A fish cannot receive the evil eye. And it's exactly Yosef, as the Gemara tells us, a man who was tempted by Ashes Potiphar to possibly take someone that was not his, someone he was not married to, but he said, "I will not do so because it's not mine, and therefore I have no rights to it. I may want it, I may desire it, but I must know my place in this world, and therefore I will not look negatively with jealousy with an iron heart toward others, and therefore the Ayin Hara does not affect him either." And this is Ephraim and Manasseh that looked upon one another, receiving this blessing at the same moment, and they did not get upset. They did not give each other an Ayin Hara. They were content and happy with their lot in life. And this is the true message of Kabbalah Satorah. Because we know no person can adhere to and keep all 613 mitzvos. Because there's some mitzvos that Kohanim do, some Levim do, there's some which only Yisrael can perform, and not a Kohen. So what does that mean? Certainly, we did not say that a Kohen is better than Yisrael. That's preposterous. You're born this way. And therefore, because you were given a different role and a different responsibility, he's a Kohen. Why would I be jealous of that? That's his job. That's his purpose. That's his mission. And I have my own path. I have my own goal. And therefore, there's absolutely no reason to be jealous or to be upset. And this is all Yaakov ever wanted. Yaakov gave not one standard, generic bracha to all of his children. Rather, the Torah tells us, V'yavarach Osam Ish Asher Kabircha, So Berach Osam. This is what their father spoke to them, and he blessed them. He blessed each according to his appropriate blessing. And therefore, he told his children, do not get upset. Don't get jealous as you did about Yosef. Because after all, each of you have skills. Each of you have your own individual, unique talents. And therefore, your purpose in life is to capitalize and to maximize in those specific things in which you are good at. And therefore, I will give each and every one of you a unique bracha. And therefore, once you now know your place, you can all become unified. You can come together. And how important is this specific message when it comes to the end of Yaakov's life, in which immediately after we're going to be experiencing one of the darkest periods in Jewish history, in which we will be enslaved in Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, and we will have adversaries that will be oppressing us, that will be causing tremendous pain and hardship to Klal Yisrael. And the message that Vayechi, that the Torah is telling us, is that if you want to live, the only way is if you know your place, so that we can in turn be unified, and that we can have achdus one to another. If we're constantly fighting within our own religion, our own nation, then how can we possibly stand up and survive the dark periods such as in Mitzrayim? And therefore, the greatest bracha that Yaakov could see among his children is that each one of them should know their place, and in turn, we should learn, as we also are children of Yisrael, of Yaakov. We are B'nai Yisrael. That we should live such lives. Lives without competition between each other. Lives without jealousy. And without sibling rivalry.